Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. You know, diets are a dime a dozen these days, and we probably could stand a diet more, at least I know I could. And, you know, there's a keto diet and South Beach diet and all kinds of diets, and I'm convinced that we could have a national revival if God's people were just interested in their spiritual diet as they were in their physical diet. The incredible blessings that are promised in the book of Psalms are available to those who follow God's plan for spiritual health. Psalm 1 identifies what our attitude and our action should be as we travel the path of life. We are called to have an attitude of delight toward God's Word. Verse 2 says, His delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, this phrase includes more than just the Ten Commandments or the legal obligations that govern the nation of Israel. The law of the Lord refers to the whole counsel of God. Psalm 119:127 says that the commands of God are greater than gold. Psalm 19:10 describes God's precepts as sweeter than honey. Unfortunately, many people have a negative attitude towards Scripture, or they view God's Word maybe as outdated or burdensome. And others, they take God's Word for granted and fail to appreciate how precious the revelation is. Perhaps your experience with God's Word is hindering your ability to receive all that God really desires for your life today. So today, would you consider a new spiritual diet of God's Word in your routine? This is John Church reminding you to go the distance in Christ.